There you are.
Turning, I saw Sovoy, my tall, handsome friend and co-conspirator from Advanced Sympathy. Here I am, I said, surprised that he would seek me out. Doubly surprised that he would have the bad grace to interrupt me when I was in a private conversation with a young woman.
Here we all are.
Sovoy smiled at me as he walked over and put his arm casually around Denna's waist. He made a mock frown at her.
I scour the bottom levels trying to help you find your singer, while all the while both of you are up here, thick as thieves.
We stumbled into each other, Denna said, laying her hand over his where it rested on her hip. I knew you'd come back for your drink, if nothing else. She nodded to a nearby table, empty except for a pair of wine glasses. Together they turned and walked arm in arm back to their table. Denna looked over her shoulder at me and gave a sort of shrug with her eyebrows. I hadn't the slightest idea what the expression meant. Sovoy waved me over to join them and pulled over an unoccupied chair so I would have a place to sit.
I couldn't quite believe it was you down there, he said to me. I thought I recognized your voice, but...
He gestured, indicating the highest level of the Aeolian.
While the third circle provides a comfortable privacy for young lovers, its view of the stage leaves little to be desired. I didn't know you played.
He settled a long arm across Denna's shoulders and smiled his charming blue-eyed smile. Off and on, I said flippantly as I sat down.
Lucky for you, I picked the Aeolian for our entertainment tonight,
Sovoy said.
Otherwise, you'd have had nothing but echoes and crickets to accompany you.
Then I'm in your debt, I said to him with a deferential nod.
Make it up to me by taking Simon as a partner next time we play corners, he said. That way you're the one to eat the forfeit when the giddy little bastards call the tall card with nothing but a pair.
Done, I said. Though it pains me, I turned to Denna. What of you? I owe you a great favour. How can I repay it? Ask anything, and it is yours, should it be within my skill.
Anything within your skill?
She repeated playfully.
What can you do, then, besides play so well that Taylor and his angels would weep to hear?
I imagine I could do anything, I said easily, if you would ask it of me. She laughed.
That's a dangerous thing to say to a woman, Sovoy said, especially this one. She'll have you off to bring her a leaf of the singing tree from the other side of the world.
She leaned back in her chair and looked at me with dangerous eyes.
A leaf off the singing tree, she mused. That might be a nice thing to have. Would you bring me one?
I would, I said, and was surprised to find that it was the truth. She seemed to consider it, then shook her head playfully.
I couldn't send you journeying so far away. I'll have to save my favor for another day.
I sighed.
So I am left in your debt.
Oh no, she exclaimed. Another weight upon my Savian's heart.
The reason my heart is so heavy is that I fear I might never know your name. I could keep thinking of you as Felurian, I said, but that could lead to unfortunate confusion. She gave me an appraising look.
Felurian? I might like that if I didn't think you were a liar.
A liar? I said indignantly.
My first thought in seeing you was, Felurian, what have I done? The adulation of my peers below has been a waste of hours. Could I recall the moments I have careless cast away? I could but hope to spend them in a wiser way and warm myself in light that rivals light of day.
She smiled.
A thief and a liar. You stole that from the third act of Deonica.
She knew Deonica too?
Guilty, I admitted freely, but that doesn't make it untrue.
She smiled at Sovoy, then turned back to me.
Flattery is fine and good, but it won't win you my name. Sovoy mentioned you were keeping pace with him in the university. That means you meddle with dark forces better left alone. If I give you my name, you would have a terrible power over me.
Her mouth was serious, but her smile showed itself around the corners of her eyes, in the tilt of her head.
That is very true, I said with equal seriousness. But I will make you a bargain. I'll give you my name in exchange. Then I will be in your power as well.
You'd sell me my own shirt, she said. Savoy knows your name. Assuming he hasn't told me already, I could have it from him as easy as breathing.
True enough,
Savoy said, seeming relieved that we remembered he was there. He took up her hand and kissed the back of it. He can tell you my name, I said dismissively, but he cannot give it to you. Only I can do that. I lay one hand flat on the table. My offer stands. My name for yours, will you take it, or will I be forced to think of you always as an Halloween, and never as yourself? Her eyes danced.
Very well,
she said. I'll have yours first, though. I leaned forward and motioned for her to do the same. She let go of Savoy's hand and turned an ear toward me. With due solemnity, I whispered my name in her ear. Kvothe. She smelled faintly of flowers, which I guessed was a perfume, but beneath that was her own smell. Like green grass, like the open road after a light spring rain. Then she leaned back into her seat and seemed to think of it for a while.
Kvothe,
she said eventually.
It suits you. Kvothe.
Her eyes sparkled as if she held some hidden secret. She said it slowly as if tasting it. And nodded to herself.
What does it mean?
It means many things, I said in my best tarball in a great voice. But you will not distract me so easily. I have paid, and now I'm in your power. Would you give me your name that I might call you by it?
She smiled and leaned forward again. I did likewise. Turning my head to the side, I felt an errant strand of her hair brush against me.
Dear.
Her warm breath was like a feather against my ear.
Dear.
We both sat back in our seats. When I didn't say anything, she prompted me.
Well?
I have it, I assured her. As sure as I know my own.
Say it then.
I'm saving it, I reassured her, smiling. Gifts like these should not be squandered. She looked at me. I relented.
Diane, I said. Diane, it suits you as well.
We looked at each other for a long moment. Then I noticed that Savoy was giving me a not quite subtle stare. I should get back downstairs, I said, rising quickly from my seat. I've got important people to meet. I cringed inwardly at the awkwardness of the words as soon as I'd said them, but couldn't think of a less awkward way to take them back. Savoy stood and shook my hand, no doubt eager to be rid of me.
Well done tonight, Kvothe. I'll be seeing you.
I turned to see Denna standing too. She met my eyes and smiled.
I hope to see you too.
She held out her hand. I gave her my best smile. There's always hope. I meant it to seem witty, but the words seemed to turn boorish as soon as they left my mouth. I had to leave before I made an even greater ass of myself. I shook her hand quickly. It was slightly cool to the touch, soft, delicate, and strong. I did not kiss it, as Savoy was my friend, and that is not the sort of thing friends do.